It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together today.
Yep.
I have brought a, you know what this is? A newspaper. Yep. This one is called the Neighborhood Gazette. And newspapers have different stories in them about things that are happening in different places.
Yeah.
But they also have a comic section sometimes. And I want to show you some. Here it is. This part of the comic section is drawn by a friend of mine. It's called We Pals. It's by Maury Turner. And he has a whole neighborhood of people that he draws. Yeah. Maury and I are good friends. We've done a lot of work together for children. Yeah. Show you some. Here's a picture of him here. This is Maury, and this is his wife, Letha. This is a coloring book that he's made called Black and White. And inside, he's drawn some famous people. Doesn't he draw them well? And this is a collection of his comic strips from the Wee Pals. Well, maybe that's he now. This is some paper that I brought because I think he'll draw for us when he comes. Now it's Mr. McFeely. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Here's the first part of your delivery. I have more out here, Mr. Robinson.
Thanks very much. Okay. This is a chair. He likes to sit on a swivel chair when he works.
Could you give me a hand with this?
Oh, sure.
I unloaded it from my wagon, but it's a little awkward.
It is big. This is Bob Trow's, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Bob Trow's drawing board. There we go.
Okay. Just what we need, Mr. McFeely. Right over here, please.
Right by the chair.
Yep.
There we go. That's now, good. There's a little knob right here that'll just level. Let's see.
Oh, good. That's all a fine one.
Bob Trow said to keep it as long as you want to, already. And I'm sorry I can't stay to see Mr. Turner, but I enjoy his work.
I do,
it's
too.
It's a busy day, and speedy delivery to you. Good day.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Speedy delivery to you. Okay, let's get the paper on here. Because he's a real artist, and I'd like you to see how he draws. Put these tacks up here so that'll hold the paper on well. Yeah. You know, sometimes comic strips are called funnies, but sometimes they're just not funny. No, they're really picture stories. That's what they are. Well, maybe that's he now. Would you look outside the window and see if that's Maury Turner? Please look. It is Mr. Turner. Hi, Maury.
Fred, come in. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Come in. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Good to meet your television neighbors.
Mr. Maury Turner.
Shall we go in?
They've seen your books.
It's nice of you, Fred.
And we've set up some paper for you. You said you'd bring a pen.
Lovely. I have my pen right here.
I want them to see how you draw.
All right. Suppose we start with my favorite character,
I bet that's Nippler.
No question about it. The reason he's my favorite is because I relate through Nippler. In other words, if I have anything to say at all, I like to say it through Nippler. Anything that's ever happened to me in my own youth, I relive it through Nippler. I live through the other characters, of course, but Nippler is my...
Did you draw a lot when you were young?
I do very much. I spent all my time drawing, actually.
I bet there were times when you would just be sitting listening to somebody talking or talking yourself on the phone, you'd just doodle.
That's true, Fred. In fact, back in the old radio days, I don't remember the radio days when we used to have the plays on the radio. I used to use my imagination and doodle, drawing the things I thought I heard the people were doing on the plays on the radio. And that's really, I think, the first time I ever got into continuity of the comic strips, just drawing from the radio. Here's Wellington.
Wellington's talking to Nippler there.
Right. Wellington was created right during the period when the Beatles were quite famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a name that was really English. I didn't know what name to call Wellington. And I searched around. I found out this was the Englishman, the general that defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. So I settled on the name Wellington. Of course, I lived to regret it. Because it's such a long name.
Well,
it takes up so much room on a comic strip. And this little fella, I call him Diz. He gets his name from Dizzy Gillespie, who was quite a musician, jazz musician at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love jazz. And he's getting... He disappeared somewhat from the comic strip because he's the hardest one to draw. The reason he's the hardest to draw is because he wears what is known as a dashiki. That's an African dress, overdress, and it has so much design to it. I'll rough it in here.
Oh, that's a great design.
But when you have to draw it four times, in one day.
In one comic.
You decide you don't want to use the character anymore. So he's kind of disappeared off the scene. Let's put George in here. I like George very much.
I do too.
George likes to quote different things. Confucius. Actually, his late movie Charlie Chan is what he's quoting. He quotes on.
Do you know a lot of children who are drawing these days?
I like to seek children who draw. I visit schools a lot and try to help children who like to draw. I think all children can really draw. I don't think I was any better than any of my classmates as a child drawing.
But you stuck to it.
Stuck to it. I think anyone who sticks to anything can do that particular thing well.
But there must have been something inside you that made you just want to draw a lot.
I did. I guess it was, I don't want to call it a drive or motivation, but I just really enjoyed it. And I enjoy seeing people laugh. I think that's why I like the cartoon so much. And if you can make people laugh, I think you're pretty lucky.
Well, there must be a great discipline to it, too, Maury.
There is.
You know, that you would have to draw a whole strip for every day of the week in the newspaper.
Well, there's a great discipline involved. You try to keep yourself going. I don't... I work very hard on the days that I work. And on the days that I rest very relaxed, take it easy, because I know that the following day I can get back with it again. I think let's do one more character here. We haven't put any You know, my Wee Pals is sort of like your neighborhood. This is my neighborhood here, and these are my kids.
And that's how you express
this is
how
who
you
feel,
are.
How
and
I
how
express
you feel.
Who I am. Right. Beautifully put.
Well, I'm glad you'd put one of the girls.
I thought we should. And we put Connie in a good mood for a change. She's the antagonistic one of the strip.
Does your wife help you?
Quite a bit. She
your work?
Do my work. She does a lot of the research for me. And she keeps me busy. And she also not only does the research, but she helps me with my spelling. I hate to admit this, I'm a terrible speller.
Oh, isn't that great to have somebody to help with the spelling?
Would you like to have this,
Would I like to have it? I surely would.
Thank you
very much.
I
thought maybe you'd need it for the newspaper today.
Well, I have to leave you now, Fred, because I have to go down and visit with my publisher. And it's been a wonderful visit with you.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you'll keep
for all of us, Maury.
You
know, I really feel very honored to be able to be working with you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
In helping children in this country.
It was great visiting with you.
Okay. We all enjoyed being with you, Maury Turner.
You'll come again, won't you?
We'll do, Fred.
Thanks
Thank
again.
You very much.
Bye-bye. They're Maury Turner's neighbors. You know, drawing about what you think and how you feel is being an artist. And children do that, too. Do you ever do that? Draw about what you're thinking or how you're feeling? Well, when you do, consider yourself an artist. Let's think about our neighbors in make-believe, okay? Hey, Trolley. Okay, Trolley.
Whoops.
We're going to think about... I'd like to think about X the Owl today. Okay? Let's think up a story for X the Owl. Ready, Trolley, to take us to make-believe? Pum-pum-pum. 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 All right. To the neighborhood of make-believe. A trolley, I'm starting a printing business. Boy, and it sure helps to have a real editor like you helping me.
Well, it's pretty complicated to start your own printing business.
Yeah, but Benjamin Franklin started one when he was just a young man.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was a very unusual young man. Yeah. Why, he could do a number of things better than just about anybody.
That's right, he sure could. But he couldn't fly, could he?
No. As a matter of fact, neither can I.
I guess nobody can do everything well.
Well, that's right. But, you know, someday you might be a better printer than even Benjamin Franklin.
A better printer than Benjamin Franklin? Hey, think about that some. Not unless I get some business, Mrs. Joyce. No, I wouldn't be a better printer if I didn't get somebody to want my printing. Do you know anybody who wants something printed?
No, I don't, but I could ask for you.
Hey, that'd be swell. I mean, Grandpere already has his Pumfret sign over there.
Yes, he does.
And Dr. Bill has his doctoring sign at the back. Mm. And King Friday, I guess he's a
Lady
little
Lady Elaine! Lady Elaine at the museum. Why, she always has a special event going on.
Hey, that's a great idea. Would you ask
I'll
her?
I'll go right over and ask her.
Thanks.
Well, if it isn't my literary friend, Brenda Joyce.
Lady Elaine, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fit as a fiddle, sweetie, and I'm glad you're here.
Why is that?
Well, I'm planning a big display for next Monday. Some of my favorite books. In fact, that's right in your business, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. What can I do to help you?
Well, you get around so much, you know, and why don't you just tell all your friends about it, all right?
Well, I can even do better than that.
Oh.
Now, X has just started a new printing plant, and he's looking for business. And I could get him to
print me up some posters, right?
Right.
Great idea. If there's one thing I like to see, it's a thinking woman.
Well, thank you. Now, what would you like to say on the posters?
Well, let me see. It's going to be mighty nice. How about world's biggest and best book show in the history of the entire universe forever and ever, Monday at the Museum Go-Round? How's that?
Well, it's a bit overwhelming, don't you think?
Mm.
Is it really going to be the biggest and best book show in the whole world?
Oh, of course not. But, you know, you have to fancy it up a bit, otherwise people will never come.
Well, they would come one time, Lady Elaine, but they probably wouldn't come back again.
Why not?
Well, they wouldn't trust you anymore.
Now, you have a point there, sweetie. Okay, how about a pretty good book show Monday at the Museum Go-Round?
Well, that sounds fine.
Okay, then, tell that Benjamin Franklin owl I want 10 posters all over the neighborhood of Make Believe this weekend. Now I have to scoot, so toot toot.
Toot toot to you too, Lady Elaine. Ah, 10 posters. I'd better write this down. Pretty good book show Monday at the Museum Go Round.
Hey, Mrs. Joyce, you're back mighty quick. Didn't anybody want anything?
Oh, X, wait till I tell you. You have an order for 10 posters.
10 posters? That's fantastic. Say, you're a super seller.
Well, not really a super seller. I just found somebody who could use your services.
Well, who are they for?
Lady Elaine wants them.
Lady Elaine wants 10 posters? Hey, whatever for?
Well, here it is. It says, a pretty good book show Monday at the Museum Go-Round. And she wants the posters all over the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hey, 10 posters on my first order. She's giving a book show. Boy, I'll be glad to print them up. Looks like we're off to a good start.
I'd say you're doing pretty well.
Oh.
I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.
I'm proud of you too. Boy, you've been a real big help, Mrs. Joyce. What shall I do when I have all those posters finished?
Well, Lady Elaine wants you to put them all over the neighborhood of make-believe so that everyone will know about the show by Monday.
No sooner said than done. I'll start on them right away, and thanks to you. Hey, trolley. So, X is getting some printing business going. You know, his hero, Benjamin Franklin, printed a newspaper one time. Oh, yes, one of the first newspapers in the United States. I suppose it was different from this, but it still had stories in it about different things at different places. Would you like to see how a newspaper is printed? Oh, there are all kinds of machinery now. Not the kind of machinery that X would have to print with, but very fancy things. Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That picture was painted by an artist named Picasso. There are so many interesting paintings in the world, and films, too. Picture, I'd like to see the film that shows how newspapers are made. Of the work, but you have to have people to make the machines work. write the stories and put the thoughts that are in the newspapers. There they are, getting ready to be delivered. There are people delivering them. Boy, a lot has to be done to get a paper printed, doesn't it? A lot of people working at it. Here you are, fish, food for the weekend. Takes a lot of practice, sure, to make a newspaper, to ride a bike, to be an artist like Maury Turner. Can't just make believe that things like that will happen. No, you have to do them to make them happen. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make believe pretending doesn't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. You did it. You did it. You did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it. You did it. You did it. There's something inside people that makes them want to do things. Yeah, there was something inside Maury Turner that made him want to become an artist. You have things inside you that make you want to become who you are. Ooh, somebody at the door. Would you take a look, please? Look, see who it is at the door. Boy, it looks like Chef Brockett. Yes. And Betty Aberlin. I wonder.
Bob Trey.
Where's Maury Turner, Fred?
He had to leave.
Ah, I wanted to show him these cutouts.
Oh, but, you know, they really just startled me when I saw them at the window.
Oh, they can startle you, because they look like they could just talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they're just like a photograph. They're flat,
yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't talk and walk around like the real neighbors. If they move, they've got to be moved.
You have to move them if you want them to move.
You bet you do.
Want to see some of Maury's neighbors? He drew some.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Thanks for loaning us the drawing board.
You're very welcome.
Here they are.
Ah, yes. I'll bet they mean a lot to him, don't they?
You know they must.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to say a lot through those little people. Mr. McFeely and I will get these back to you later.
Don't worry about keeping them as long as you like. I'll take those cutouts back now, and I'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay, come on, you two. See if I can get to here.
Bye, Chef Brockett. Goodbye, Lady Aberlin. And goodbye, real Bob Trow.
Goodbye, real friend Fred.
I'm going to take these to my real home and frame them. I'll put them up on the wall. You know, people who draw pictures don't always draw pretty pictures. No, because pictures are supposed to show how you feel inside. And you don't always feel pretty inside. No. Sometimes when somebody goes away, you don't feel so pretty inside, do you? When they come back, though, you can. Yeah. I always think about coming back to you. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will, too. I'll think of you when I'm not here. 'Cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. You've made it a special week for me, the way you always do. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.